Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November 13th, 2012, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 volunteer Michael Habavny reporting. Our United MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee and United Corporate Security have received reports of many protest activities that are scheduled for the coming weeks in several of the international cities in which we lay over. At this time, these protests are not anticipated to affect flight attendants or United's operation. However, situational awareness should always be practiced. We ask you to exercise caution if you find yourself in proximity to a protest and avoid any potential conflict areas whenever possible. As part of standard safety practice, refrain from visible displays of jewelry, wallets, watches, etc. Keep a low profile. If you do encounter a threat, it is important that you report the crime to the local police and to corporate security at United Airlines. Always complete a travel log. We have provided a list of possible protests occurring in the cities at which we lay over on our website. We also ask that you please review common safety practices posted on our website that should be observed not only when traveling abroad, but at all times. On the heels of the announcement by management of a new flight attendant voluntary furlough, as well as the tentative agreement now being considered by United and Continental pilots, it's a good time again to review some key concepts on how our jobs in flying are protected until the ratification of a single contract for flight attendants. In May of this year, when new domiciles were announced in tandem with the summer 2012 aircraft redeployment schedule, MEC President Greg Davidovich discussed how these changes would affect us and how we are protected. This past October, when United announced 2013 summer redeployment plans, we again highlighted the protections afforded us in our contract and other agreements. The 12-month voluntary furlough period, which began in March 2012, will end on March 1st, 2013. At that time, all flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough are scheduled to return to work. Our contract provides industry-leading voluntary furlough provisions, which not only protect jobs, but create a valuable opportunity for discretionary time off and scheduled flexibility for those who wish to participate while maintaining some benefits and seniority. Our scope language ensures that only flight attendants on the system seniority list work on United aircraft. The protocol agreement identifies the specific aircraft assigned to each subsidiary and specifies that the ratio of flying which existed between the two subsidiaries as of the date of United's merger be maintained until a combined flight attendant contract has been ratified and your seniority list are integrated. This agreement also specifies when new aircraft orders are delivered, how they will be assigned to a subsidiary, and is dependent upon whether they are replacement aircraft or additional aircraft to an existing fleet. Remember, management has a number of tools they can use to meet our contractual requirements, including adjusting line averages, changing where flying is assigned through the ID construction process, and including all staffing in the pre-scheduled flying in the bid package. Additionally, the voluntary furlough program, the partnership program, and the use of 30-day ANP and increased daily ANP or day at a time, DAT, vacation all offer in-flight scheduling the flexibility to meet the contractual requirements. Until flight attendants are combined into a single collective bargaining agreement, these protections will remain in place to ensure the integrity of our scope language and that flying ratios remain within the established perimeters. Yesterday, the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, announced that pilots at Legacy United Airlines and Legacy Continental Airlines have reached to a tentative agreement with the company. Late Monday, their Master Executive Councils, MEC, voted to accept the tentative agreement and forward it to their members for a vote. We would like to congratulate our sisters and brothers at ALPA in this preliminary step towards their contract. The next step for the pilots is to vote on the tentative agreement. If the tentative agreement is ratified, they will then begin the process of merging the pilot seniority list. If the tentative agreement is not ratified, their master executive councils will determine the best course of action in moving forward. The Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, and representatives of the United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia Communication Committees have created a website to support the Our United newsletter. Content on this website is limited strictly to joint negotiations information. Currently, the website contains all of the information published and distributed through the newsletter since August 2012. Biographies for the JNC members and links to current contracts for all three groups. Members of the FAN were automatically signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, and all members have the ability to subscribe to the Our United newsletter via the ourunited.org website. We encourage all members to keep updated on the progress of joint negotiations. Flight attendants assigned to reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would prefer to lay over for the holiday. Section 10.C.13.C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. More information about our contractual Christmas wish list will be provided in the upcoming weeks. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.